FM 90.3 WJTL, The Request Show is on now. Mike Ferris, the Lord will make a way somehow. Nick at Night with you, and I have a guest with me tonight as well. I want you to meet him. His name is Jason Fowler, and you have been hearing music from him called Healer here on WJTL, and I'm excited for you to get to know him a little bit better. Jason, thanks for being with us on WJTL tonight.
Well, thank you so much for having me. I'm so grateful to be on WJTL.
Yes, in Lancaster, Pennsylvania. We're going to talk a little bit about going south to some Georgia roots, talk about some Tennessee time, talk about some touring, and all maybe some, I hear that maybe you might be able to give me some teenage parenting advice. So we might work into that as well. Jason Fowler with me on WJTL's Request Show tonight. You can find out more about him, jasonfowlermusic.com. That's jasonfowlermusic.com. FM 90.3 WJTL. Larry Norman, so glad you're joining me here on the WJTL Request Show. And I hope you like that, Larry, tonight on WJTL. I have Jason Fowler with me tonight as our special guest on the Request Show.
Hey, I'm glad to be here. Thank you for having me.
Take us back to Jason Fowler's home as he and his family are listening to records, listening to music, how that really got into your system.
Well, my family's been pretty musical all my life, and my dad sings. He's got a voice kind of like Pavarotti. It's a very strong operatic voice, but he always loved rock and roll, and he actually saw the Beatles play. And my other uncle played guitar. His nickname was Slide, and he loved the Allman Brothers. And my other uncle, Chris, he actually has a doctorate in music, but we would go over to my granny's house and we would sit around the piano and you would hear renditions of gospel music, renditions of maybe the Allman Brothers, you know, Fleetwood Mac, Lynyrd Skynyrd, and just a lot of Southern music, since we really were only about 30 minutes to 45 minutes away from Macon, where I grew up. So in the Deep South, we had Southern rock, you know, and a lot of us, that's where we grew up listening to that rock and gospel.
Yeah. A Southern rock that, you know, took over the nation and still does. Did you know that it was a special time for music?
I really didn't. I know that I like the way that music made me feel, and I didn't realize, you know, how powerful it was until I got a little bit older and I started playing guitar. I must have been about 16 years old, and I heard a friend of mine playing I think it was Sweet Home Alabama. He was playing that on the guitar, and I said, I want to do that.
Yeah.
And so started playing guitar, and really it started to be a big part of my life. And eventually I just wanted to actually, you know, I wanted to be a rock star.
Yeah.
I wanted to play music in front of a lot of different people.
Well, it sounds like with the family atmosphere of you guys listening to records and, you know, experimenting with different musical genres, you know, just flipping different records in the house, it doesn't sound like it probably came as a surprise to anybody in your family that you would want to go into a musical career.
I think it was one of those things that they knew from an early age, because my dad, he actually told me one time, he said, "You learn how to play Jessica," which is a song by the Allman Brothers, "I will buy you a brand new guitar." And I think that he was thinking maybe, you know, a couple of weeks down the road. And I ended up going the next day and showing him the main riff to that song. And he went out and bought me a brand new guitar. So I think that he kind of knew at that point.
You had hunger for it.
I did. I wanted to practice. I wanted to play. And I just wanted to, you know, be able to express myself. I think it was a really good way to express myself.
We're talking to Jason Fowler, and you can find out more at jasonfowlermusic.com. And we're sort of getting an early peek at how this budding career began. You spent some time at Dark Horse Studio. We talked off air. I love Dark Horse Studios. I've been there for a couple of recording sessions down in Nashville, and there's just this amazing, I don't know what it is, just this eclectic sort of vibe that just inspires creativity. Would you agree with that?
Definitely. I think that the word vibe is great because when I recorded in there, the architecture is just state of the art.
I mean,
Robin Crowe is the owner, and there were crow's nests in different places, a different type of architecture and different levels. And we were actually there recording, and it snowed, and it just looked like a postcard.
Oh, my,
and
yeah.
So many different people have recorded there, too, and so there's just a spirit in there.
Yeah, definitely. I'm thinking right now, when you mentioned the snow, he maybe doesn't still have this, but it's a long pathway through the woods that's covered, and so you can walk and stay out of the elements, really, up to this little rider's cabin up this little hill across the property. Is that still there?
Yes, it is. I remember it well. I spent a pretty good bit of time working on my second record with Billy Smiley there, and
wow.
He had a space out of Dark Horse, and now he's actually out of the Sound Kitchen in Nashville.
Oh, I have spent plenty of time at the Sound Kitchen. Oh, my goodness.
Oh.
Taking me back. In the early 90s, worked at Forefront, which was just like a stone's throw from the Sound Kitchen. Of course, Eddie DeGarmo being the head of Forefront, then back and forth to the Sound Kitchen all the time with his recording ideas. And he was trying to get these three punk kids to pay attention to what he was teaching them. And, you know, they were called DC Talk at the time, and he wanted to take him from carrying his gear, DeGarmo and Key gear, putting it on the stage and setting up for DeGarmo and Key concerts to maybe giving them a little bit of a musical boost. It was amazing to see what it was like to be a musician from Eddie DeGarmo. Very cool.
It's amazing, too. And, you know, listening to Billy Smiley and John Schlitt from Petra talk about, you know, them and the Newsboys. And we actually played a show with Kevin Max up in Canada this past year called
wow.
the CCM All-Stars. And
yes.
We had, yeah, and then we had lead singer for Jars of Clay.
Jars of Clay. Dan was on there, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember seeing that.
Yeah, Dan Hasseltine.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was Dan Hasseltine, Kevin Max, and all of us. And we played some of my tunes, but we mostly played Petra, DC Talk, and Jars of Clay, and White Heart. But it was a cool show.
Amazing. We're going to take a quick break. I'm going to come back with Jason Fowler. You can find out more at jasonfowlermusic.com. I want to talk to him about his time with the Union of Sinners and Saints. Talk about a little Petra, Whiteheart, some John Schlitt, who has a new song out, by the way. I haven't heard it yet, but I saw it in my inbox. New John Schlitt. He has maybe a new album coming out, too.
Yeah, he sure does.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And we'll talk about Billy Smiley here at WJTL on The Request Show with Nick at Night. We're here on the line with Jason Fowler. You can find out all the details at jasonfowlermusic.com. And Jason, we were talking a little bit about Newsboys and about Kevin Max in the last set that we took here. Tell me about that connection with Peter Frohler. And obviously, we want to dive into some stuff about Billy Smiley. How did you guys get connected?
Well, I did my first record called Letters from the Inside with Jason Horde when I first started playing Christian music. And he plays with Mac Powell from Third Day.
Yeah.
And he played in Third Day a lot and has done a lot of production work. And so I went to a conference up in Nashville playing a show up there, and Billy Smiley there, and he said, man, this is some good stuff. I'd like to talk to you about recording. And we were looking at recording possibly the second record, and so we started talking about it and ended up going up to Dark Horse, and that's where we started recording my album I Fall In. We had Peter Frohler come in and sing and play some drums. What a great mate chap he is.
Yeah,
he
right.
is something else. But, you know, to have his voice and his drumming, because for him, you know, he started out as a drummer with the Newsboys, too. So with Billy Smiley, we had Peter Frohler on You Give Me a Reason. And then we also had Lee Nash from Sixpence None the Richer on a song called Family.
Wow.
Yeah, with those two working with Billy Smiley, he's just a lot of people don't know it, but he ended up he got to start producing the Gaithers, the Gaither Vocal Band. And I know, way back when. And they actually started the band Whiteheart, Dan Huff and him. And they started off from the Gaither Trio. You know, he gave them some support to really take it to the next level and play some rock and roll. And that's where kind of Whiteheart got their start. But when I met Billy and started recording the record, he had actually asked me, we were getting close to finishing the I Fall In record, and he said, well, you know, I've got a friend of mine I just ran into. We're thinking about doing some music again, and I'd love for you to play guitar and sing and maybe write some songs. And
wow.
I said, well, who is it? And he said, well, John Schlitt from Petra. And I said, really? And so that was a flashback, and I said, yeah, absolutely. And a lot of people don't know that he was actually the singer of Head East, which was a big band in the 70s before Petra. So that's actually how I ended up starting to play with the Union of Sinners and Saints. And we have one album out. We're going to be working on another one here soon. Most of the stuff I've been doing is between them and my solo career.
We're talking to Jason Fowler. You can find out more and connect with him on his socials there at jasonfowlermusic.com. How was the Union of Sinners and Saints tour? And before you answer that question, how was it received by the audiences? It was so funny when I first read that. I thought, okay, you know, I felt like there was often, maybe I made this up, but sort of like a competition between Whiteheart and Petra, you know, that always sort of existed. And so when, in my own mind, when I saw this tour, the Union of Sinners and Saints, I thought, okay, now who's the sinner? Is that Petra or is that Whiteheart?
It's funny because John and Billy go back and forth. And, you know, it is funny because there was a competition there, and there's a banter on stage that is very funny. And to listen to some of the pioneers of early Christian music, you know, contemporary Christian music, and to hear them talk about it, it's kind of surreal, you know, and to play some of these songs with them, it's really a good time. And they have such a great spirit about them. And just to be involved with that, it's a lot of fun. And yes, they do have like a little rivalry thing that they had going, but now it's in good fun.
I love it. Yeah, the years gone by will do that to a folk, huh? Well, I read this quote and I loved it, and I want to pass it on to the listeners. And you can find it at jasonfowlermusic.com, and you can link through to all of his socials by visiting jasonfowlermusic.com. I definitely want to play Healer as we take this next break. But the quote that I said I loved, it says, Fowler was given another chance, but by this time, he didn't know how to live a sober life.